carry your water. Somebody else, you are holding that water, you are holding your testimony. Hold and make I see. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your first time of coming here, just wave your hand, let me see you. How many of you? Stand up, let me see you. You have never been here before. Today is your first time. Amen. Anybody sitting by their side and you have the Holy Ghost, shake them and welcome them. Please, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't touch them. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't touch anybody. Say something good to that person. Say something good. Tell them something that will come to pass. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Be seated. We welcome you all. Amen. We come here today to pray because we believe in prayers. I've always told you, the next thing you have after you are born again is prayer. Prayer. Always remember that whatsoever has a beginning has an end. And our slogan here is, for every problem that follows you here that has a beginning. What did you say? Is it tomorrow or today? So shall it be for you. Because certainly somebody here, today is the day God has ordained for you. If he didn't answer me today, he will answer me tomorrow. So we don't stop. Amen. Okay, you know, last time we spoke, but we didn't no time for. People always ask us questions concerning that water baptism. Anyone, any question now? Our time is very short. We won't take too many, but a few. Including those of you watching us, call us on the line shown on the screen. And if you have any question, we'll be glad to answer you. Anybody? Concerning water baptism, only you. No go beyond water baptism. We spoke on it, but there was no time the last time. If not, we fire on. Drink our water. Destroy the enemy and go our way. Yes, please.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Please, I want to find out... If somebody had water baptism somewhere else, is he allowed to take another baptism?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you are asking specifically yourself.
Yes.
Where did you do that baptism?
I did it in a church down east.
What's the name of the church?
The ministry just closed like that, you know.
It's resting in peace.
The name has, because it's been long.
Now, it depends on how you baptize. What we try to do here is to let you know correct water baptism. You heard our teaching? Did you hear our teaching?
I've been here once. I've had your teachings once. That's why I'm here today.
You had a teaching once?
Yes.
On water baptism?
Some years ago. I've been here about 10 years ago, thereabouts.
Sure. And you are just coming again now?
Yes.
Maybe you are not living in the country?
I'm not living here.
You are living in the east?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. There is wrong water baptism. 10 years ago, and you didn't take any action. But you said that is why you are here again today.
See,
did you come to ask this question or you came to baptize?
I came because all along, I have not been feeling comfortable with the
baptism.
The one I had. So I now felt like coming over here to do another one because I've been here before.
Yes. That's the seed of God, isn't it? There's a wrong baptism, and if you found out you did it wrongly before, then go and do it again. That's the answer to your question. You are welcome. The pool is ready. Immediately we close now. Baptismal cloth for you to change is there. We, the ministers, we are ready for you.
Thank you.
We'll put you there and remove every false thing they put inside of you.
Thank you.
With the correct one. Can we clap our hands now for Jesus? Yes, sir. Praise God. Bless you. So I want to know the difference between mansion and the sprinkling. Sprinkling, I will define the difference. The difference between a mansion and sprinkling is those who do it wrongly, they sprinkle. And those who do it correctly, they do by immersion. That's one difference. And sprinkling and immersion, they are two English words. To sprinkle is to use hand and spray the water on someone. To immerse is to be covered. When you immerse something, you cover it inside that liquid, inside that water. That is the difference. And as far as baptism is concerned, baptism is from the Greek word baptizo, which means immersed, immersion, to be immersed, to be covered. And why? Because baptism is you identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every action you do has something to do with the death, the burial, and the resurrection. The death is repentance. Burial, when you die, they put you in a grave, they must cover you. You don't sprinkle somebody with sand and say, I have buried you. You cover that person. That is why it cannot be by sprinkling. It is wrong. Anybody here, the baptism you boast of is by sprinkling. You have not yet baptized according to the Bible. Your sins are still upon you. If you die, your sins will separate you from God. Go and re-baptize. That's the whole purpose of gathering here every Tuesday like this.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Have you been baptized?
Yes, sir.
By sprinkling?
No, sir.
Then why did you ask the question?
I want to know because it has been bothering me as a military man. At times we will be sprinkling, your sins and be forgiven, you are baptized again. So I was baptized in Assemblies of God Church, so I know what is baptism.
Now, there's a reason why I asked that question. I was going to really find out where you were baptized. If you were baptized in Assemblies of God Church, you baptized wrongly.
How, sir?
Thank you. If you are from Assemblies of God, you baptize wrongly. If you have not been baptized in this church, can you stand up? If you were not baptized in this ministry, can you stand up? You have been baptized. You have been baptized, but it was not in this ministry. Can you stand up? Thank you very much. Especially those of you coming for the first time. Thank you, thank you. Now, when you come to this church, please, feel free. You can see we are interacting. We are interacting. Feel free. If I am wrong, call a microphone and teach me. Nobody will be angry with you. But please, teach me from the Bible so that I can understand. Because I don't understand any other doctrine if it is not Bible doctrine. I know they understand. I say, you are Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
Please, anybody standing now, you were baptized in Assemblies of God. Please, sit down. You baptized wrongly. I'll prove it to you. I'll use 5 minutes and prove it.
But sir, Romans chapter 6.
Wait now, when I finish proving it, Then you can answer me in Romans, even chapter 7 on top. If you are from mountain of fire, please sit down. You baptize wrongly. Go and re-baptize. No vex. You come here for the first time? Yes. I hope you are not angry. Thank you. I don't want to offend you because I want you to come back. And I'm also aware that we never take offering, Abi. So let me take it easy first. That's the reason why some pastors don't preach the truth. Because of offering. Here, I go talk some things. Amen. If you like, drop the offering. If you like, no, that's not the reason we gather here today. I'm not after your pocket. I'm after your soul. I'm after your soul. And I must get your soul today. In Jesus' name. Everybody here, get your soul. So please, mountain of fire, sit down. What of you, sister?
Saviour's Evangelical Church.
I don't know them. Please, if you are from her church, sit down. I don't know you. Sit down first. What of you?
Redeemed Christian Church.
Redeemed baptizes wrongly. Please give us microphones, please. No vex. He said that, did you? Baptizing wrongly. Very, very wrongly. What of you, sir?
Christ Apostle Church. Christ Apostle
Church. CAC baptizes wrongly. Please, if you have been redeemed, CAC, sit down. Thank you. Christ Apostolic. What of you, sir? Catholic.
Yeah. But sir, I want to ask a question.
What do you make I talk? You say I should talk. What do you make I talk?
Sir, as any person who baptizes in Catholic or other churches, as you say, any person who baptizes in Catholic or other churches like Redeemed Mountain of Fire, baptized wrongly. Now, if a person come baptize here, the name they give them, the person for that church, are we changing the name for this side? No, I just ask a question. Why not they make noise? Let me know.
Praise the Lord. Now, that baptism that you did, sir, and they gave you another name, is according to which scripture? Are you aware? Talk to microphone. According to which scripture did you do the type of baptism? After that, they give you another name. Talk to microphone, sir. Listen, sir. You are telling Catholic, and I say Catholics baptize wrongly. Your question is, now, if you rebaptize here now, will you take another name?
Yes.
I said, is there anywhere in the Bible that says when you baptize finish, you should have another name? Is there anything like that in the Bible?
No, I want to know now because I didn't know.
But where you baptized before, they gave you a new name.
They give me a name now for I baptize.
What is the name your father gave you?
My father.
Talk to microphone, please.
The name my father gave me, they're different and the name they give me for church.
The one their papa give you is what?
The name my father gave me is like Mbalewe Abi Igbo man.
Me Abi Hausa man.
Mbalewe.
Me Abi Hausa man.
I say Mbalewe.
Oh, I think they say the Igbo man. See, not to waste time. There's nothing like that in the Bible. When the Bible says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It's not talking about new name. It is conversion from a sinner to a saint. It's not another name. Praise the Lord.
No, sir, I want to know. That's there. I want to know.
Catholics baptized wrongly. They are the beginning of that error in the Church of Jesus Christ. Who again? Oh, no, don't tie and sit down. Sorry. Okay, it's all right. It's okay. Don't sit down. No, make a call your church name. It's all right. Where are you baptized?
Aliyah. I'm baptized for the First African Church Mission.
I don't know about them, but if they are African church, I don't know.
Okay, I would like to say little, but because I attended this church.
You like to?
I want to say something.
Okay.
Because according to your teaching, the last time I was here, you taught us about this baptism. So you said something that the right way to baptize is in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But you know, like, as that man said, I think most of this church is our doctrine. We call it a doctrine. So maybe like Saul, his name was changed to Paul when he became a born again. So I think that doctrine was being taken from that area.
Who changed his name for him?
I think I can't really remember that verse. But you know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. How can you say I know?
I'm very sure you know, sir.
I don't
so,
know.
I was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that day you said it was wrong.
And I didn't prove it.
You said the right way is true.
I didn't prove it from the Bible.
You proved it, and you said the right way is
okay,
the name of Jesus.
Yes. Did you believe it?
Well, I believe, because I believe, and the reason is through Jesus that we can get to eternal kingdom, and it's the only way, the truth, and the life. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And have you been baptized?
Actually, I've not done it here, but I've been baptized.
Did you go to do the correct one?
In mansion, sir, yes.
In African church?
Yes, sir.
Was it not before you heard the message? Did you go to baptize after you came here and you heard our teaching?
No, I've been baptized before.
So you believe that the way you did it before is correct?
Well, the reason is after I was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they now call the name of Jesus at the end. So I believe it's still the same, sir.
At least they didn't offend any scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, just a word of you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I baptized at our faith praying power ministry in my Shanley. The pastor threw me inside water by the name of the Father, by the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He brought me out. And they mentioned a scripture to me that all things that has already passed away in my life, and now it's gone new. And another one, he mentioned a scripture to me, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27 to 28. The hope of the righteous ends in gladness, but the expectation of the wicked comes in perish. And I believe that scripture, that I've already imagined and by the Holy Spirit of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit.
Clap your hands now. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk too much today. And so many of you are in that confusion. You need to be delivered. Praise the Lord. Almost all the denominations, all those big, big names you have, almost all of them baptized wrongly. I say it the way I say it so that you listen to me. Hey, my church did it wrongly. Yes. Listen, first and foremost, brother, water baptism does not make you to become a new man. Because water baptism, you can only be a new man if your heart has been converted. Your spirit has been converted. And you cannot enter water and come and it will affect. Even your tongue, it will not affect. So it's wrong. Listen, church. Three works of grace. Justification. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And sanctification. The three works of grace that every believer must go through. Justification is the process whereby a man stands before God justified. The sin that took place in the Garden of Eden that separated God from man. The process, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. For that sin to be remitted, and then you stand before God, and that sin is removed, is the process called justification. And God justified us through the cross on Calvary. We are justified through Christ Jesus because He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. That sin that we committed has separated man from God. He went to the cross on Calvary. In Mark 16, he said we should go and preach to all nations. He said, he that believe and is baptized. Believe what? Believe the offer of God on the cross on Calvary. Believe that you are the reason Jesus Christ is hanging there. Believe that the curse that was placed upon you, Christ took it on the cross on Calvary. Believe that by His stripes we are healed. Believe the soul that sinners shall die. But instead of you to die, He has died our death. He said, if you believe and you are baptized, He said, you shall be saved. Baptism here, there are two baptisms. It's water baptism and baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, a man be born of the Spirit and of water, he cannot enter into the kingdom. The Spirit there is to be born again. But born again there, you are not born again until the nature of sin in you is dealt with. You are born again only after you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not a Christian because you answered an altar call. You become a Christian, a member of the body of Christ, a child of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, only after you have received the Holy Ghost. He said he came to his own received him not. John chapter 1, verse 10, verse 11. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to do what? To become the sons of God. And the power to become a child of God is the power you receive that changes a sinner to a saint. Until you have received the Holy Ghost, you are just a church member. Rapture will take place. You will be here attending church. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. The only reason you are a Christian is because the Spirit of Christ is in you. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. In the Spirit, Romans chapter 8 verse 11, the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you. He said, that same Spirit will quicken your mortal body. That is the hope of resurrection. Grave could not hold him captive because there was a Spirit in him. Grave will not hold us captive too. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. That is the hope. But the first step, if you miss the first step, you have lost it. But more importantly, what this program we hold every Tuesday is targeted as Christians who are born again, who have made up their mind to serve God, and yet they suffer from curses, They suffer from evil covenant, demon husband, demon wife begin to torment them. How can I be a Christian and a demon be making claim over me? The reason is simple. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. How will you receive deliverance? Say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And in attempt for us to receive our deliverance, so many places we have gone, so many ministries, mountain of fire, and other likes like them, they believe that you will receive deliverance through fasting. But I've proved to you here several times in this church that there is nowhere in the Bible that tells us that deliverance comes by fasting. And nobody receives any deliverance from fasting, dry fasting. Nothing like that. Just like the kind of teaching that is given. If you don't fall under anointing, you have not received. Listen, church. Satan is known as the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12. What did he say overcome him with? Say it now. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That is why Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a place you will be that you become untouchable. And the only place is to be under the blood of Jesus Christ. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus Christ remove anything that Satan uses to accuse us before we came to Christ. Satan tried to remind you that you are suffering now. You don't have fruit of the womb because you committed so many abortions. Then you will tell the devil, praise God, my sins are gone. By the blood of Jesus, we are there. They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from God. That's it.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, the spirit of God, praise God, my sins are gone.
They are gone forever. Excuse me. You shall know the truth. One of the things that Satan achieves by the spirit of error is so that you will not know the truth and you will continue to have dominion over your life. And yet you are a Christian. The importance of water baptism is for the remission of sins. One, the power that Satan has over you is broken. If you have not done correct water baptism, don't waste your time going for deliverance. You can never be delivered. I have said it clearly to all these pastors who do nothing but gather people from morning to night, casting out spirit. According to the Bible, you are wasting your time. That is only temporary relief. I call it Panadol treatment. Panadol does not cure any sickness. It is a pain reliever. The sickness is still there. But it relieves you so momentarily, you feel strong, but the thing is still there. When you cast out a spirit under fire here, it will leave the person. But it will wait for outside. When you come out and say, don't mind that, don't people, they shall fire there. Let's go, John. That's what happens. Why? Because Satan knows the Bible. Satan knows the process of redemption. Satan knows who you are spiritually. No gift you operate can scare Satan away from you. Whether it's a sea vision, which is the sea vision? You are casting out spirit. Babalawo cast out spirit. The revelation of who Jesus Christ is a rock upon which Christ builds his church. The knowledge of who he is. He's a rock. So who is he? Isaiah 53 says, who will believe our reports? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And I said, the arm of the Lord is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's the arm of the Lord. Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe should not perish. Believe what? Believe that offer, what he did on the cross on Calvary. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how you must look at it. If you don't understand what water baptism is all about, then how will you know how the correct thing is? And it's not just about doctrine, about anything. We are talking about the salvation of your soul. That is the first step towards your salvation, is water baptism. Water baptism positions you for God to deal with your sin nature by giving you the Holy Ghost. And anybody here, you have not yet baptized correctly, even if you are the pastor of your church, I'm telling you, you are only like Eliezer in the house of Abraham. You can't be part of that family. You can't inherit in that family. No matter how many names you change, it's not name changing. It's change of nature. He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that word of our testimony is not to stand and tell how God give you new car, how God give you new house, how God give you a miraculous child. It's not that type of testimony. It is the life that you live. The life that you live overcomes Satan. So, what is it? Water baptism is you repenting and dying with Christ. That is dying with Christ. He was buried. You too, you will enter water and be buried. So, correct water baptism is by immersion. To baptize infant baptism is wrong. Sprinkling is wrong. It has no bearing with the cross. And don't say you are standing for any child. There's already a man that has stood for that child. What is his name? What is the name of that man? Because the Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, that man Jesus. And no human being is qualified to stand for someone when it comes to salvation. There's nothing like Godfather, there's nothing like Godmother. Those are all Catholic traditions taken over by Anglican, taken over by other people. It's wrong. Now, where all of us miss it, these churches that I have mentioned, where all of you miss it, and the interesting thing is, they hear me every day on television, but none of them has tried to reply to tell me what I'm teaching is wrong. But I know they have a problem. The problem is the problem of pride. All these years we have taught it like this. How can we now come and change? So the next thing they will tell you is, it doesn't matter. Anyhow you do it, it's okay. Anyhow you do it, it's okay. The important thing is be baptized. Now lie yo. Matthew 28 verse 19 is where the problem is, the interpretation. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Redeem, deeper life, Anglican, Assemblies of God. Who again? First Square, Mountain of Fire. All of them that are leaders in the Pentecostal circle, what they do is to bring you, after wasting your time in baptismal school, 6 months, 3 months. Where did they pick that from? I don't know. Okay. Whatever it is, finally the day comes. Now to them, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They put you inside the water and they bring you up. Listen. It's a sound mountain of fire. Listen, they have not baptized you. Stand up, mommy. I want to ask you something. Is that not what they did for you?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
They put you inside the water according to Matthew 28, verse 19. They quote it correctly. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, they put inside the water, they bring you out, according to Matthew 28 verse 19. Now, that scripture is not to be recited, repeated. That scripture is to be interpreted. Father is not the name. If you say baptized in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. You are to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son. What's the name of the Son, sister?
Jesus.
Jesus. So if you are to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use?
The name of Jesus Christ.
Because Jesus is the name of the Son. If you go and say, I baptize in the name of the Son, have you called the name?
No.
Eh?
No.
But you know the name of the Son. Son is not the name. The name of the Son is Jesus. But your problem is, what of the Father? What is his name? No, if you say baptize in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name. Correct?
Yes, sir.
No. If you are confused, don't agree. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you here. Eh? Feel free. You disagree with me, tell me you disagree. Thank you, Jesus. The name of the Father, it means the Father has a name. The name of the Holy Ghost, it means the Holy Ghost has a name. According to the Bible, it is the name of the Father that the Father gave to the Son. So the name of the Son is the name of the Father. The name of the Father is Jesus. According to John 5 verse 43 and some other scriptures. The name of the Father, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So he placed his name there. Why? Because God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. His meeting point with man for salvation is in his Son. And you can only bring his sacrifice, your sacrifices, and whatever it is, your worship, is only acceptable before God in the Old Testament. Only in that place that he, God, has chosen to place his name there. Now, God made a man and placed his name on him. That man that was born through virgin birth, God placed his name in him because he is no more serving through any temple anywhere. He's now saving through him. So the name of the Father is the name of the Son. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee bows in heaven. It must be the name of God. It's his own name. So, and John 14 verse 26 says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he said, with the Father we send in my name. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of Jesus. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Baptized in the name of the Father. Not names. One name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Because there is only one name. That name is the name of the Father. It's the same name of the Son. It's the same name of the Holy Ghost. It is the name for our redemption. Baptized in that name. Blind people are reading and reciting and understanding and doing the correcting. If they take you inside the water and put you inside the water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and bring you out, you only went there to swim. It has nothing to do with salvation. That's why God brought you here. And every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. Whatever the enemy is using, he said, your father's shrine, you will tell him, yes, but Jesus paid it all to him. I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed his white as snow. He paid it all. Now, who did that? Yes?
Hello.
Speak or we're hearing you.
Hello,
yes?
want to know, Pastor, because my own baptism, I do sprinkling.
Sprinkling?
And through your preaching, through your preaching, you let me know that baptism can be made again.
That's right.
I was baptized in this Catholic to CMS when I was small.
Yes.
But I was a member of Bride since last year. When I was listening to this, your preaching, I was a full member of Bride in Austria. And I want to re-baptize my own here. I want to know because I had you last time when you said that you came to Austria. And one man was telling about his club.
Praise the Lord. Okay, brother Uche from Austria.
I'm not baptized. Can I go back to Austria in Austria?
Okay. When I was in Austria, you didn't come. I didn't see you.
I don't know that you're coming.
You didn't know, and you say you're a Bright member. You are not watching us. It was on air that I was coming. Okay. Send us your phone number. I will give you the number of the pastor of the church there in Vienna. What part of Austria are you? Okay, we lost that call. Please call us and let us know where you are. We will direct you to the pastor that will baptize you. Because even in Austria, we baptized some people there after the program in Austria. Sometime later last year. Praise God. You need to be rebaptized. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you baptize any other way, other than the way the scripture prescribes for us, go and re-baptize. That is the opportunity you have. It is only after that you can go for deliverance, and your deliverance, in fact, when you do that, you don't even need to go anywhere, you can deliver yourself. You can deliver yourself because the power that Satan has over us was taken away from him. We are on the cross of Calvary, the keys of hell and death. Christ went and collected it from him. He has no power over us again. So if he comes to harass you, there is a shrine from anywhere. Shrine from anywhere. Before we do any deliverance for you, we always ask you, have you been baptized? If your sins are not remitted, you're wasting your time. Okay? This is much I can say for today. Because our time is gone. Praise the Lord. It's a one woman said she not go sit down. The violent take it by force. Unless she asks her question, she not go sit down. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. That is the question that I want to ask is this. Because as others have mentioned the church that they baptize. Me, I have baptized in two churches. And you mention one church and say it is the wrong baptize.
Which church?
Assemblies of God Church. That is the first place.
The second place, God.
The second place was in Choosing Church.
Choosing?
Yes, sir.
Why did you rebaptize in Choosing after baptizing in Assemblies of God? I just want to know why.
They say they don't baptize in a good way.
Oh, did they show you the difference between Assemblies of God baptism and Choosing baptism?
By right, Assemblies of God, they press down like this, but in a Choosing church, they turn like this.
Anybody for Assemblies of God? You? Who? Eh? I know you will disagree. That's why I'm giving you the opportunity because the whole world is watching us now. They taught her that in the church. So you better defend your church now.
Go ahead. By the grace of God, what that sister said is wrong. I don't know who baptized her in Assemblies. Assemblies will take you to the mansion. And you will lie flat. A inside the water.
He said that assemblies of God, he said you lie with your front.
No, sir. No, sir.
While choosing, they lie with their back.
No, sir. No, sir. Assemblies will take you inside the water according to Romans chapter 6. According to Romans chapter 6. The only area that I am now hearing is that father you mentioned in...
But is that clear for you now?
Yes, sir.
It's clear for you now.
It's clear from the Lord.
Eh?
It is clear from the Lord already.
It's clear from the Lord. Yes. So you now know that assemblies of God where you baptized, they did it wrongly.
It is clear, but it's not that they did it.
You love the assemblies of God too much to say anything negative against them.
No, I love God so much, not assemblies.
Why is it hard for you to answer me then? It's either yes or no. Now that your eyes have been opened, have you not now seen that assemblies of God baptized you wrongly?
No, sir. No, sir.
They didn't baptize you wrongly.
They did not sprinkle me, neither to pray. They laid me flat.
Did they baptize you in the name of Jesus?
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
Not the Father. Then, not the Son. Not
then
the
in that case, if that is how assemblies of God baptizes, then assemblies of God baptizes correctly.
Aha. Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay, please, because
I'm
his step. Yes? He is in the flowing water. That is in the river.
Who is calling? Where are you calling from?
Constant. From Dubai.
From Dubai. Dubai, not Qatar. Dubai. Constant.
I said, I thought someone is in the river that is flowing that someone is supposed to baptize. Is it true? I thought it's in the water that is flowing that someone is supposed to baptize.
You can baptize anywhere provided the water covers you.
You get me?
Thank you, thank you. Let her hear us. Thank you. You can baptize anywhere, Sister Constance from Dubai. You can baptize anywhere. When a man dies, he can be buried anywhere. Some are buried in their bedrooms. Some in their compound. In front of the compound. Some go to graveyard. Wherever, the important thing is you are buried, covered. It can be a flowing river and it can be a pool created purposely for that, a stagnant water. Important thing is make sure that water covers you. God bless you, Sister Constance. So, Sister, you have heard now. But let's be very frank with you. I won't stand before the whole world and tell you that assemblies of God baptizing wrongly if I have not found out how they baptized. And you be sincere enough to know how you were baptized, because we are talking about salvation and not church politics. You want to say something, sir?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
My father is a pastor in the Assemblies of God.
Uh-huh.
What this brother said?
Okay, hello?
They baptized.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm calling from Abuja. My name is Priscilla. I'm not church. Hello? Hello? Please, I want to ask a question. Is it choosing to be baptized wrongly or correctly? Because I'm not baptized. I don't have place to go and baptize.
Praise the Lord.
I want to know if you baptize correctly.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Cecilia. From please listen carefully. In this church, when it comes to choosing, we are very, very careful. Sister Cecilia, choosing baptizing wrongly. Very, very wrong. Sister Cecilia, Abuja, go and re-baptize. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, like I was saying, my father was a pastor in the Assemblies of God. I have witnessed in baptizing people. I have not seen him one day mention the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay, another caller, yes?
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yes.
Sorry, Emmanuel calling from where?
I was baptized in the church in Nigeria. I want to know whether if they baptized wrongly or correctly.
Where are you calling from?
Baptized wrongly or correctly.
Christ Holy Church. What? Thank you, Brother Emmanuel. Listen to me. Brother Emmanuel, Cameroon. Listen, I don't know how he baptized this, but please, not only you, any other person watching around the world, we have tried to teach you correct water baptism. Now, you take what we have taught now and look at how you were baptized in the church. And if your church baptized you according to what we are teaching now, no need to rebaptize. But if your church baptized you by quoting Matthew 19:28 and taking inside the water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put inside water and bring you out, it is wrong. Correct way is to take you inside the water in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you very much. So, sir, I know what your problem is. You, yes, sir.
I do have problems.
Okay, I know where our problem is with you.
No, sir.
No, we have problem with you.
No, we don't have problem with you because...
No, why don't hear the problem?
I believe what you believe.
No.
The father you are serving is the father I'm serving. So I don't have problem.
I have not. You should have listened to my problem, okay. The problem first before you conclude now. Are you a prophet?
That is grace.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Will you rebaptize?
If the Lord asks me to do so, sir.
Okay, God bless you. But for now, sister, you baptized in two places, and all the two places we did it wrongly. So you have opportunity now to correct it.
So now my question is, I will come for another baptize now.
Yes.
For the church.
Yes. It doesn't make you to be our member. We don't tell people to baptize to become our member. We're not even giving you any baptism. We're telling you this for the salvation of your soul.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Why we are careful to mention Lord Tuesday here is because they are our neighbors and they are our friends. So it's not good to speak like that about your friends and your neighbors. So that we can have good neighborliness. Remember, we pass their frontage before we go out. So we need to build a good relationship. But the truth is this. The members of that church are not brought up to become Christians. As long as it is not in that church, any other thing is wrong. So, before you know what they say, you must rebaptize. And they could not show you any scriptural thing that tells you what you did before was wrong. It's wrong. And they are teaching them in that church and pointing people to their church instead of to Jesus Christ. And they make people look at the name of their church as if it is a heavenly name. It is wrong. And the way they are brought up to, so that they don't accommodate any other person. You are not a Christian because you belong to any church. You are a Christian because the Spirit of Christ is in you. Praise the Lord. It's idolatry and they don't know it. Including those of you watching me now from Abuja. And wherever. Tell your pastor to stop that. Tell the pastor to teach you people brotherly love and brotherly kindness. The body of Jesus Christ is not gathering anywhere. It's a spiritual body. You are my brother if you have the same spirit I have, the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if armed robbers stop you on the way, there is no other name that can save you when you are in danger. The name of your church will never save you. Anybody that teaches you in the Germany problem, tell them, I am a bride. There's nothing like that, though. There is no bride assembly in heaven. The name of your church is not in heaven. Nothing. Nothing. No. There is only one name. Oh, what is that name? Jump up and shout that name again. Shout that name again. Shout that name again. Shout that name again.
Hallelujah. That 6, 7, 8 says the bride